Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
The mayor of Mgeni says he's asked the Kingdom of Lesotho to take more responsibility for citizens who live and work in the municipality. Chris Pappas says community members raised several issues during a recent meeting. He says there were reports of undocumented individuals working illegally and being exploited. The Gender-Based Violence Forum and the Local Drug Action Committee were among the stakeholders included in the talks. Papa says there were also allegations of people being involved in the illicit drug trade and incidents involving child abandonment.
Apart from citizens who are here illegally, the Mgeni municipality has requested that that government take a more active role in managing those citizens from that country who have abandoned children in South Africa, who are participating in the trade of illicit goods, and those who are defaulting on their HIV/AIDS treatment, leading to a spike in infections.
The KZN Society for the Blind says blind and partially sighted people remain among the most vulnerable in our province. The organization's Becky Jelle says gender-based violence, limited access to education, and high unemployment continue to be major challenges. We're observing Disability Rights Awareness Month, which is aimed at promoting the rights of people with disabilities and challenging misconceptions. Jelle says many of these issues can be addressed through proper education, which would help blind people become more independent.
If you have not had a resourceful education system that will be in a position to be accessed by blind and partially sighted people, then let's not talk about employment. Because then the employees, the government will say, no, we don't have blind and partially sighted people who are educated for us to employ them. As a result, we are facing a huge number of unemployment amongst blind and partially sighted people.
He says education would assist families and communities in understanding the meaningful contributions blind people can make to society. Mexico's president has launched a nationwide drive against sexual harassment and abuse. It's after a shocking video of a man groping her brought the issue into focus. Claudia Sheinbaum has presented a plan to ensure prison sentences for sexual abuse and to encourage women to report incidents to police. The 63-year-old was accosted as she walked through Mexico City this week. A man who was seemingly drunk put his arm around her and tried to kiss her neck before being pulled away by security. Sheinbaum has opened charges against the man who's accused of assaulting two other women. And finally, the pledges are pouring in at East Coast Radio's Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon. So far, more than 312,000 rand has been raised. People have been calling in and visiting the Telethon headquarters at Pick and Pay Hyper by the Sea in Durban North, where we'll be broadcasting from until 6 this evening. Pupil Daniel Pillay and his dad KG stopped by on their way to school this morning. Daniel donated 50 rand from his pocket money.
Because I wanted to help you out. You must come through to the Pick and Pay and donate.
Any amount is welcome, guys. Come on, you can do it. And maybe this year we could top over a million. Let's do it for the families in need.
Comedian Carvin Goldstone is also manning the phone lines.
I'm usually on the other end of a line, so it's quite an experience. But people have been really happy to donate and they've been giving good amounts, so may it long continue.
All donations will go towards food hampers valued at 2,600 rand each and feeds a family of up to 6 weeks. Durban and Richards Bay going up to max of 22 degrees, Maritzburg 17. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.